This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the fine jazz players with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingles. Twenty-eight-year-old jazz guitarist and Albuquerque native Greg Ruggiero picked up the guitar in his teens and was, perhaps naturally, first drawn to the heavy metal music most of his friends loved. Then he started hearing about Pat Metheny and Bela Fleck, got a taste for fusion, then classic jazz guitar players, from Wes Montgomery to today's top players like Kurt Rosenwinkel. And he's drawn no small bit of inspiration from a band of other young musicians with ties to New Mexico, who are all in New York now, starting to turn a few heads. When he thinks back on some of his musical phases over the years, Greg tells interviewer Roy Durfee, a particular image comes to mind.
It's kind of like a pile of laundry. And you have this whole pile of laundry that you're trying to carry to the laundry machine, and as you're getting there, socks are dropping off as you're doing it, you know. And it's just like the more you pile on top of this laundry, the stuff that's on the bottom keeps falling off, you know. And it's all kind of foundation that's still a part of me, you know. And it's funny because now when I play and I play with guys tell me that they could hear that I used to be a rock guitar player. You know, not that I don't play in the jazz idiom.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it is a good thing, and I think it's a missing element in a lot of jazz musicians that rock musicians understand more as far as compositionally, as far as band rapport and a vibe with other musicians and and searching out those people that you can make music with.
So it's like Larry Brown's, you know, version of a basketball.
It is. Basketball is a great analogy for it all. You know, it's the difference between star players and a great team. And the great team is always going to win.
Ruggiero found teammates to play with at the University of New Mexico in the mid-1990s.
I had heard of guys like Rob Wilkerson and Justin Ray, who were in the big band at UNM. You start checking out those guys, and you want to play with them. They're playing at a high level, especially for where I was at the time.
Ruggiero left UNM to play in a jazz fusion band in L.A. for a time. He returned to New Mexico and then took the leap to New York, where he saw a lot of great players and hooked on for a lesson from one of them, guitarist Peter Bernstein.
He's just one of the most open, beautiful musicians, so into helping out young guys and just putting them on the right path. And
how old is Peter?
Pete is 10 years older than me. He's 38. Pete, you know, really showed me a lot about straight ahead playing, not just straight ahead, just about playing the guitar, playing in time, playing authoritatively, and also talked about really standing up and being your own musician. Then I really dove into guys like Wes Montgomery and Grant, Ahmad Jamal, and in those 3 months, I made the conversion from being a pick player to a thumb player.
Can you think of a couple of tracks you might throw out from Wes?
Well, anybody that doesn't have this record, this is the record that I would take to an island if I was deserted on it. And that would be The Incredible Jazz Guitar, Wes Montgomery. I would say Gone with the Wind. That solo kind of like defines everything from single note line playing to octave to chord melody.
So you have this new CD that's about ready to hit the streets. Is it solo work or?
No, it's with the full band.
Oh, it's with the full
band? It's with Rob Wilkerson, Tommy Crane, Matt Brewer.
Oh, man.
And my roommate, Frank LaCrosto, who is out in New York.
Wow.
Who is an amazing piano player. There's a song called This Life that I wrote. I'm very into just the way it feels, the way it breathes. Thank you.
what's the title of this track?
This Life.
Okay, so that title alludes to the jazz life.
Yeah,
did you have experience?
Yeah, the first 6 months in New York were a very dark time. It's hard.
Oh, yeah?
It's hard to make that move. I mean, I was settled here. I had everything in life that I could want. My girlfriend was here, who's now my fiance. We're gonna be getting married soon. I owned a house. I had a nice car, you know, and still I wasn't satisfied. I knew what was going on outside of here, and I wanted to be part of that more than anything, you know. So I sold everything I owned. And your stuff just becomes garbage. It becomes literally like refuse. As you move it out, you could really start to look inward and see what you really are. You're not going to be taking your nice couch to the grave or this TV.
Was it a really nice couch? Or?
Oh, it was nice.
Oh, was it? Well, it's all the more healing then.
Yeah.
You know. Well, good. So now you've got Robbie Wilkerson and Tommy Crane and yourself in Brooklyn these days, and Matt Brewer, another Albuquerque guy, is living there.
And Matt's there. Matt is phenomenal. Tommy, you know, we were talking the other day about family, like the group of guys that we've chosen to play with. You know, it's almost like marriage. You want to grow old musically with these people.
Guitarist Greg Ruggiero talking with Roy Durfee. Hear more at our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for more profiles of New Mexico jazz musicians. Our staff includes Nola Daves Moses, Carol Boss, and Genevieve Russell. Funding from the New Mexico Humanities Council, City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.